God's not a liar, is He? Wait.
Keep playing that for a second. I told you I'm not. If you stay there, I'm going to stay here very shortly.
I know it's not about that, because okay. Listen, I believe that God, I have something to say. I just want to share it. I just want you to receive this. I don't even know if the children, you could probably take them. It's okay. Everybody stay here as family. Is that all right? I believe what I have to say is important just for a minute. I don't mean to be emotional, but I'm emotional. You know why? Because I love you. I love God. I love the heart that He has for you. But I can't make this up. Trust me, I wouldn't want to do this unless I had a calling in my life. Because it's not easy. But I wouldn't change a moment in a second of my life right now. I wouldn't. The battle we're going through, the victory that we're going to receive. The Bible says this present suffering is not comparable to the glory that shall appear. That shall come forth. The glory that shall come forth. Out of what happens, there's people that sow and there's people that are breaking, they're pressing through things right now. I believe it for a reason, for a purpose. Come on, amen. I just wrote this down. The first thing I wrote was, you thought you were alone. You thought you were alone. And as I began to think about that, I began to look in some scriptures and I began to look in Romans. And I want you to know that you face things daily. And I had a word over me Sunday. And that word was this. You can keep playing. That's okay, unless your fingers hurt. You good? Because I believe that's warring. I believe there's the Bible says you'll teach your fingers to war. We're going to learn to worship like we've never worshipped before. We're going to write songs, which you already are. We've never wrote before. They're going to flow from this place. It's going to be from the heartbeat of the Father. See, I want you to know that we can sing songs other people sing, and that's great. But I want you to know when God bursts something in His house, when God bursts something out of our hearts, out of what's coming, out of what we're going through, boy, you sing it like you've never sung it before. Hallelujah. You sing it like you've never sung it. Hallelujah. No one can sing it like you sing it. Amen? Come on, that song, The God of Miracles. The song's about a man who went to Bethel. And he wrote the song directly after he lost his baby girl. She died. And he wrote that song, Miracles. You bring the dead to life. You still do miracles. And I thought to myself, he says, I'm going to give glory to God. I said this before, and he says it. And it's like he said to the devil, he said, you sit right there. And you're going to watch me worship God. See, you think you won. But God's greater than that. He couldn't explain why it happened, but he didn't blame God. He didn't blame God. He gave God glory because He's the God of miracles. And he worshiped. He says, devil, you're going to watch me worship God. You're going to watch me worship God. You want me to fail, but you're going to watch me worship God. Watch me praise. Romans 8:28 says this. And it says, all things work together to good to them that love God, to them that are called according to His purpose. I want you to know this isn't a misprint. It isn't a misprint, but it says all things. Tell your neighbor all things. Not some things. Now listen, I want you to know that this is something that it's a speed bump. I'm being real, it's a speed bump. Come on, amen. Because life is tough, man. Life's hard. Come on, amen. Come on, life's hard. Living life sometimes hard. In And that's telling me that all things, Shani, all things, Randy, all things, you mean this crap that I'm going through right now? The things that are coming against me on all sides of me, all things work together for good? Something within me got to say, wow, I don't know, I don't know how, but that's God's Word. He's not a liar. He's not a liar. He's been doing this a long time. He's been God for a long time, and He hasn't failed. He hasn't quit. He's never forsaken the righteous. He's never forsaken those that sought His face. No matter what, even though it looked like it was a tough situation, they couldn't find their way out of it. He's never failed them. He's never fallen off His throne. Do you hear that? God reminded me all week long, I've never fallen off my throne. No matter what comes against you, I want you to know I'm still on the throne. And all things work together for good for those that are called according to His purpose, to His salvation plan. So I want you to know that that thing you're going through is a salvation plan. It's a salvation plan. It's God saving you. It's God changing you. So no matter what it is, you think, but God, well, how this thing, I went through this thing, I don't know how. It doesn't matter. God's doing something within you that you can't see. You don't understand. It's the unseen realm. It's something higher and greater. His thoughts are greater than your thoughts. I can't put my finger on it. I can't figure out. I can't Google it. But I need to trust in the Lord with all my heart. And lean not on my own understanding, but acknowledge my God in all of my ways. Even when I'm sad, acknowledge God. When I'm happy, acknowledge God. Hallelujah. When I'm on fire, when I'm being attacked, acknowledge God. When things are coming against me, acknowledge God. Turn my head towards God. Turn my head towards Him. When I feel in pain, Randy, when I feel broken, acknowledge God. Acknowledge God. Make your way. God, make your way in me, God. Move in my life, God. Spirit of God, come upon me. That's what He's declaring. But then He said there's some things that are coming against you. Feel like you're alone. I want you to hear this word and never ever let that get you again. We're not going to be run over, but we're going to take this word and walk in victory. And He said this, and He says He did foreknew. It's a whole lesson, a whole sermon. I'm not going to get into the whole thing, but listen, He conformed to His image and His likeness that we might be the firstborn. Moreover, when we are predestinate, them He called. He called, He justified, He glorified. He's called you, He's made you right when everything was wrong. He made everything right, hallelujah. He justified you from the inside out, hallelujah. He justified you, He made you just right. He made you right in His eyes. He lined you up with His thoughts. He lined you up to that place that you are justified and He glorified. That means that everything that He is, He wants to pour out through you, that you glorify His name, that you acknowledge Him. When everybody's panicking, everybody's fearful, something's in you acknowledging God. When the waters are raging against you, and everybody's fearful, God says, I want a people that come together, that are stronger than what is coming against them. That we won't be overtaken, but we will overtake. That thing that's rise up against those ones, that they run into this place and they find refuge. They find hope. Why? Because we acknowledge God in all of our ways. To make a way where there's no way. So he said, I want to glorify. He says, but what shall we say to these things? If God before us, who can be against us? I want you to take this scripture. I want it to burn within you. I want it to sink within your heart. I want you to read it every day. I want it to begin to get part of you like never before. When you don't know which way to turn, I want you to let the Spirit of God rise up upon you and begin to declare this scripture right here. Romans 8:31, and you shall say these things: if God be for me, who's against me? If God be for me, who's against me? Acknowledge God in all your ways. Whatever's coming your way, you say, but who can be against me? God's for me, David. God's for me, Chris. God's for me, Janie. He's for me, Dan. God's for me. Who can be against me? And that Spirit of God begins to rise up on you. And then He says this. I'm almost done. He says, and He that spared His own Son delivered Him up for us all. And He's declaring, He says, listen, there's no excuse. Who can be against you? Because I did everything for you. Who can be against you? Because I did everything for you. I've given up everything for you. I've made a way for you where there was no way. I made a way for you. All your situations, all your problems, they've been overcome by me. The sin sickness is mine. He's overcome the sin. When there's sin, His blood covered it. The cross healed my diseases. Say, healed my diseases. Who could be against me? Nothing. Listen, who could be against me? I can see. Who shall lay anything against the charge of God's elect? Lift up your hand and say, I'm God's elect. I want you to say it again. I'm God's elect. I'm God's anointed. I'm God's anointed. And who shall condemn if Christ that died for you? No, no. He risen again for you. He rose for you. You are on the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate? I heard somebody say this. I heard somebody say this. I don't know who it was, but they said, it's like he's picking a fight with somebody. It's like Paul's picking a fight. He said, who? Amen. You know what I mean? Just got that chest out. Come on, we need to stand. We need to have our chest out. Say, what? Who shall be against me? Who shall say? Who? Did you say somebody? Did you say something? I want the enemy to shake and be scared. I want him to quiver. I want him to run and hide. I want him to run and hide when I come in the room. Come on, because he's anointed me to break off addictions. Heavy addictions. Ones that have gripped people so hard they can't get out of it. I'm anointed to break those things off people. I'm anointed to break those off people. I haven't went through what I went through not to have that anointing. He's given it to me. He's called me. He's delivered me from addiction. So that I can declare to those ones that are lost, that are addicted, that are sober. I know, because I have a passion. I'm not like, oh, just get over it. No, no. I have a burning in my heart to know how hard it is. How hard it is to break it. But I know the God that broke it off of me. That shook it off of me. And I'm not picking it back up. Because now I'm anointed to take it off. I put it on. He said, now, take it off. I'm telling you. Bring them in the house. They're going to lose the addiction. They're going to have no idea what happened to them. And they're going to glorify God. They're going to run out of this house. What rehab? Who? Who shall separate us? Come on, hallelujah. We're going to get dangerous in this house. Listen to me. And he says, who shall separate us? And he began to declare some things. Will tribulation? Will distress? Persecution. Famine. Nakedness. Peril. Or sword. All these are for thy sake that killed all day long were long accounted to sheep as a slaughter. He says, nay, in all these things we are more. More. Say, I'm more than a conqueror. I'm more than a conqueror. Listen, I want you to know this. Listen, God gave me a revelation of this. Remember Evander Holyfield? He was a conqueror. But he said his wife is more than a conqueror. Because she's never fought a battle, but yet she receives everything that I've done, that I've won for her. She receives everything. Did you hear me? You don't have to face battles. You don't have to receive it. You don't have to be separated. You don't have to listen to the enemy. You don't have to listen to lies. You do not have to be, because you're more than a conqueror. You do not have to go through. You don't have to have that sickness. You don't have to have that disease. You don't have to have that thing upon your life. You don't have to go through those things in your life. You don't have to do those things, because you're more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. Because of Christ Jesus. Because of the blood that is upon your feet. Hallelujah. The blood, hallelujah, that has washed you, cleansed you. And you have the footprints to prove it. Let me finish this. And he says, oh, Paul declared this. I'm persuaded. I pray tonight. You ready for this? Within every one of you, I pray tonight that you become persuaded like never before. I pray there be a persuasion within you. Come on, lift up your hands. Come on, lift up your hands. I pray that you become persuaded. Come on, everybody, lift up your hands. I want you to receive this blessing over the house. That you become persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, say it with me, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I receive that in Jesus' name upon me. I receive that. That I am persuaded. I am persuaded. I am persuaded. I am persuaded to acknowledge God. To acknowledge God when I feel like it. Hallelujah. And when I don't. I'm persuaded. Hallelujah. I am persuaded that nothing can separate me. Nothing can break me from this. Nothing can take me away from the love of God. Hallelujah. It's gripped me. It's gripped you. It's got you like never before. Hallelujah. He has grabbed you. Hallelujah. He has pulled you. He has called you. You are justified and you'll be glorified in His name. We declare right now. I want you to receive it. I believe this is significant. And everybody who didn't come here tonight, I pray a blessing upon them. Every one of them. That's the way we do it in this house. That's the way we do it. Whether they deliberately didn't want to come, it don't matter. Because nothing can separate me from the love of God. That's the God that's in me. Come on. Nothing can separate me. That's the God I preach. That's the God that I give. Nothing. Nothing you could do. Separate His love for you. It's like a fire. It's intense. Fire's going to turn up here tonight. In the days to come. I'm not talking about a bad fire. I'm talking, God told me, gave me a word for 2 years that I'm going to drive in neutral. I said, amen. Because I'll be honest with you, I've been going backwards, forwards, backwards, forwards. I'm ready to coast a little bit. I'm ready to rest in God and watch God do some things. We have sowed and we have sowed. Harvest is at our doorstep. Harvest is at our doorstep. Come on, I receive it in Jesus' name. Can you receive that? All right. Brother, we're going to go ahead. And now we're going to make this significant by receiving communion, because it's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. Man, aren't you glad? Can I tell you something? Aren't you glad you got a pastor that... I just want you to hear. Listen. I don't got it figured out, man. I literally got every step saying, is this okay, God? Are we good? I want to trust God with every step. acknowledge Him. So tonight as we come, as we receive this communion, receive it with understanding that, man, this is mine. Woo! This is why nothing can separate me. This is why. Because of who He was and what He's given. Because of the sacrifice that was made for me. Take it for you. It's mine. Everybody, come, receive it. You're a member of the Christ. You remember, if you don't know Christ as your Savior, tonight you can come and receive Him. Just receive Him. Say, Jesus, I want to know You as my Savior. I want to know You as Christ. I want You to know, Lord. Lord, I pray to God, Lord, that You forgive me of anything within my heart. To God, Lord, forgive me of sins. To God, Lord, of things of omission and submission. God, Lord, I release it to Your name, God. Lord, I receive salvation right now in Jesus' name. Is that easy? And all you got to do is believe. Do you know that's the only requirement that God has for us? Is to believe that He is. Come on, stand to your feet. Let's receive this in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I just declare tonight, I say amen. Amen. I mean that I take you. We take the Word of God, we take what God has declared, and we stick it into the ground. And we say amen. We say amen. We have served notice in the spirit realm. The heaviness left can't be upon us. God, Lord, You're going to have Your anointing flow in this house. Addictions are broken. And we thank You for it. And we will glorify Your name. We will glorify Your name with everything within us. In Jesus' name. Come on, I want you to go bless somebody. Hug somebody before you go. Amen. Somebody got a testimony. I know, I do. God bless me. I'm blessed and highly favored. Amen. Thank you. Amen.